Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and Tech of Sports this week with psychic medium Vincent Jenna. I don't know if I can call him the Super Bowl psychic, but we're going to talk a little sports. We're going to talk a little about him and what he does this week. And my first time having a psychic on here on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports. And Vincent, thanks for a few minutes of your time here today.
Hey, Rick, thanks for inviting me. It'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm saying you're a psychic medium. Kind of give my audience a little background on what a psychic medium is, and is that different than just a regular psychic?
Actually, it is. All right, we're all intuitive, but I learned to develop that intuitive ability even more. So now we put the label psychic. A psychic can tell linear time. So in other words, I can go into the past, of course, the present, and then the future. Now, as a medium, we connect to a different dimension where souls go after they're done with the physical plane. So deceased loved ones, guides, whomever, that are on the other side, the heavenly dimension, I can tap into there and talk to dead people. I talk to dead people, Rick.
I know that, and we're going to have you give me a little reading at the end, but before that, I wouldn't have a psychic on unless we were going to talk with kind of a sports angle a little bit. You're not a sports fan, but the pitch I got called you the Super Bowl psychic. We have eight teams left. What do you kind of see as we progress here in the football playoffs?
Okay, here's the only reason why I've been called the Super Bowl psychic is for the past 4 years I've predicted everything right, even though you have to understand there is no such thing as luck. We created it here. So because we created it on the earth for games of chance in order to have some fun and entertainment, we created an even playing field. No one person is able to have an upper hand over another one. So us psychics cannot tap into that aspect of what's going to happen. Otherwise, believe me, I would have picked lottery numbers a long time ago and would be a billionaire by now. But we can't do that. You know, everybody asks me that.
No,
however,
I get
that
it.
That being said, you get that. That being said doesn't mean we don't get images, we don't get ideas, we don't get feelings. Now, I don't want anybody betting on this, because once you bet on it, you're going to change everything. But I will tell you this. No, I am not a sports fan. I'm much more because I don't have any agenda. I saw right away a team with a red and blue logo on white. Okay, so red and blue logo on white. And then I also saw green. Okay, so right away, I went, wait a minute, let's go see who is in the standings. And I looked, I went, oh, Buffalo Bills. Okay, they're the red-blue team. They're going to win. And they're playing against the green team. There's no other green team that I know better than Green Bay. All right, they're going to be playing against Green Bay. It's got to be like that. Then all of a sudden, I saw a 21 and a 17. So something close to that. Sometimes the numbers could be up or down a little bit. I'm not sure if that's an actual spread or the actual score. But definitely, like last year, I predicted 31 right off the bat. I saw a 3, a 1. And I went, I'm not sure if it's 3 or 1, 1 or 3, but it was. They won by 31. So this year, I was feeling that. Now, like I said, I don't put any money on it. It's just for fun, but we'll see what happens out there. So don't you go gambling on me, Rick. You understand that?
Well, I'm a Green Bay fan, so you're already in my good graces. So we're with Vincent Jenna here. Yeah, we're with Vincent Jenna, Vincent Genna, psychic medium, and we're kind of talking sports and psychics. And have athletes or people in sports seeked out your advice in the past for various things, Vincent?
Well, I'll tell you this. They call me for other things other than their sports, but I know how to increase their abilities. And so we worked on that, on blocking maybe some blockages that they have, because we're all one being. And so anything that's going wrong in one aspect of your life can absolutely affect another aspect. So they will all people call me for that reason, in order to improve their abilities, their skills, their future, their careers. I work with them to improve their life. in general, which of course affects everything else. So yes, I've worked with them. As a matter of fact, I had a couple of guys. I went to UNC to get my UNC at Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina, and I befriended several guys from the football team there. And the majority of them, like Jeff Saturday, Bonnie Holiday, they all got drafted. You know, Bonnie Holiday was a defensive lineman for Green Bay, right? Jeff Saturday was the center for the Colts.
And Green Bay.
For the longest time, I even went to... Yeah, and Green Bay, right. Yeah. I even went to see, you know, the Super Bowl when a couple of them played in Super Bowl. So I worked with them. They used to come over. I used to counsel them. I used to help them. And I always worked with them on improving their ability. Is you improve your state of being, your state of mind, and that will relay to your body no matter what you're trying to say to it. So, yeah, I did work with them, and it was a lot of fun. And let me tell you, don't invite football players over for dinner. That's a dumbass thing to do.
Well, athletes in general, yeah.
Chickens. Four chickens and a giant tray of lasagna in one meal. We didn't have leftovers. My wife and I was hysterical.
That's great. That's great. We're with
you. So I'm more of an athletic supporter, Rick.
Gotcha. We're with Vincent Jenna, and he's a comedian as well, and he's a world-renowned psychic medium. He's a respected spiritual teacher and a great speaker, and we're talking psychics and sports here this week a little bit. And Vincent, it's been a crazy time in sports with the pandemic going on. So things have really been shaken up in the sports world and in other industries as well. Have you been doing a lot of readings, or you get a lot of people coming to you for advice on what's going on with the pandemic?
Absolutely, from all over the world, in matter of fact. But here's the positive of all of this that's been going on, Rick. We have learned as a being, as people, and this is including anybody who's involved in sports, to connect on a different level, right? We're connecting via the internet now. We can't sit there, we can't hug, we can't be in person, right? We can't cheer anybody on right then and there in front of them, but we can do it with energy. We can do it with, you know, and using the internet. And so we're raising our vibration in order to let people feel what we're feeling. And people are connecting and experiencing themselves in different ways now. So it's not such a bad thing to realize you're more than just a physical being. You're an energy being, and that energy can still be relayed, whether you're in person, whether you're 3,000 miles away and doing it via the internet, because we feel those sports guys. It's got to be tough. The same thing for a performer. When there is no audience there, it has got to be tough to perform. It's like a rehearsal. That's all you're doing. You're practicing or you're rehearsing. So we've got to send them the energy in order for them to feel it. And believe it or not, they're feeling it in a different way, Rick. So it's a complete different experience, but it's a good one at the same time.
Yeah, we're
you
with.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. We're with Vincent Jenna. He's all over social media, VincentJenna.com. We're talking psychics and sports, and Vincent, let's do a couple quick hit questions here for the Super Bowl. You already kind of gave us, although don't bet on it. Buffalo and Green Bay. Who do you think might win the coin toss, AFC or NFC?
That's a good question. I usually can get heads or tails. This year it's going to be tails, but I can't see who is picking tails, because that's almost like, because it's such free will, it can change instantaneously.
Okay.
But I know that it's going to be tails. I just keep seeing Buffalo having an advantage all the way. So
okay.
They may be choosing receiving or defending first, but everything keeps seeming to be in Buffalo's favor.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. That's the best way that I can put it. But it's going to be tail.
That's fine with me. Do you see this game potentially going into overtime?
No.
Okay. Do you have a first name?
It's going to be exciting.
Okay, that's good. That's good for fans. Do you have a first name or a last name or a number who might win the MVP?
Oh, God, you are really going. You're putting me down. The next thing you're going to ask me is the five numbers in the Powerball.
No, I'm not going to ask you that, Vincent.
No, I'm terrible. I'm in terrible with names. Other than I don't know who Jeff is, but Jeff is popping up. I have no idea who that is a player or somebody or the dead person Jeff talking to me right now. I don't know. I'm not sure. So I'm not going to give that to you. No MVP, no nothing there.
Okay.
That's it. That's the only thing that I can see, right?
Yeah, well, that's...
But I do see one thing for you.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you about me next.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I am getting a feeling of moving and need to move. So something is moving around with you. So you get an inspiration of moving your home, moving the business, moving where you are working. Just go with it because there's expansion coming up for you in 2021. But in order for the expansion to really thrive and go in the direction it's meant to, you've got to move with it. I just get a feeling even at home or some along those lines there. But definitely move and moving, and you keep moving forward. So it's about movement in 2021 for you. You're not a fearful guy. Go jump on it, take the risk, take the chance, go for it. You're going to have to really trust yourself this year, your gut feeling, for your career to expand even more so. So I don't know if any of that makes sense to you, but a lot of opportunities coming up for you and a lot of movement, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, Vincent. There is some truth to that, possibly, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens as I check back with you and later in the year, and we'll see how that goes. And Vincent,
please do let me know.
Sure. If people or organizations want to know more about you or get into contact with you, what's the best way to go about that?
All you have to do is go to my website at vincentgenna.com, and that's with a G-E-N-N-A. That'll link you to all my other sites and what I'm doing. It'll my Facebook page, my Unity online radio show. I do a radio show myself with Unity, and all different ways of communicating with me, as well as, of course, setting up a reading with me. I do readings all over the world. So thank you for asking. And I communicate back with everybody. I don't have anybody else do that for me. I do that. So you can reach me anytime.
I know you do. Vincent, you do a great job. You're an inspiration and helping a lot of people, and appreciate that. And safe travels to you, and have a great 2021.
Absolutely, and to you too, Rick. And remember, everybody, have fun. Have fun. That's the reason why we created all these games of chance and sports. The championship. Have a good time. So everybody, have some fun. We really need it, and that's what will let the players feel it even more. So if you're having a good time at home,
I agree. And the last thing I'll say, Vincent, is go Packers.
There you go. Take it easy, Rick. Thanks for inviting me on, my friend.
Thanks, Vincent. Take care.